You recognize music you don't recognize, but it's always fun, and it's three pretty good hours of entertainment on a Sunday night. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
UNLV men's basketball has strung together three straight wins after beating Wyoming over the weekend. The Runnin' Rebels play the next two on the road, beginning with Albuquerque on Saturday. The Lady Rebels improved to 9-1 in the Mountain West with a win over New Mexico on Saturday. They're now 19-2 overall. Finally, going to have some Golden Knights hockey this week. They'll begin the second half of their season tomorrow night when they host Edmonton at T-Mobile Arena. It is Super Bowl week in the Valley. Both teams landed in Las Vegas yesterday. The San Francisco 49ers are 1.5-point favorites over the Kansas City Chiefs. The LA Lakers take on the Hornets in New Orleans this afternoon. You can catch it all on our sister station, 106.9. The Bomb. Coverage starts at 3:45.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670. Talk radio done right.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Despite the wet roadways really not having too much trouble on our valley freeways, do have a new accident, though, in Summerlin on Summerlin Parkway eastbound side near Buffalo. That's Summerlin Parkway eastbound at Buffalo. Only reported accident on the freeways. We'll have rain in the valley most of the week. Cooler temperatures, too, at least for today. The afternoon high is going to be in the mid-50s, 48 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
All right, coming up, Donald Trump was on with Maria Bartiromo's Sunday Morning Futures, an exclusive for Fox from the 45th President of the United States. And I found it interesting. In fact, can we go to cut one? Donald Trump was on with Maria Bartiromo looking ahead to a pick for vice president. Listen to this.
When will you announce who your VP is?
Not for a while. I mean, we have so many great people in the Republican Party, but not for a while.
Well, what criteria are you using to identify who your running mate is?
Always it's got to be one thing. It's got to be who would be a good president. I mean, you always have to think that because, you know, in case of emergency, things happen, right? No matter who you are, things happen. It's got to be number one.
Who is your running mate?
Well, I have a lot of good people. We have a lot of really good people.
So you haven't decided who it is?
I have a lot of good ideas, but I haven't. And there's no reason to do that quickly.
So you haven't told that person, you're my person.
I speak to everybody. You know, I called Tim Scott this, because a lot of people like Tim Scott. I called him and I said, you're a much better candidate for me than you are for yourself. When I watched Tim, he was fine. He was good, but he was very low-key, et cetera, et cetera. I watched him in the last week defending me and sticking up for me and fighting for me. I said, you're a much better person for me than you are for yourself, because for himself, he was low key. For me, he's been a real tiger. He's been incredible. And others have, too.
So maybe it's Tim Scott.
Well, it could be a lot of people. But it was interesting. I was watching Tim. I've been watching, you know, for a while. I watched him campaign as a candidate. But I watched him over the last 2 weeks. As you know, he endorsed me, fully endorsed me, gave me a beautiful endorsement. And he has been really strong in terms of that. No, but that has nothing to do. I don't want anybody to take even any inference. But it's incredible. Kristi Noem has been incredible fighting for me. She said, I'd never run against him because I can't beat him. That was a very nice thing to say.
What was the story that your team reached out to RFK Jr.?
It's a false story.
You never reached out to RFK Jr.?
I like him a lot. Nope, never happened.
There you have it, the former president, Donald J. Trump. One of the people that he is reportedly looking at as a possible vice presidential candidate is Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota. She was on Fox yesterday as well. And what is on the line in this November 5th election? I think she crystallizes what's on the line. Here she is yesterday on Sunday Morning Futures.
Well, just look at what we've gone through the last 4 years. We saw governments and the president break federal law. We saw them take away fundamental freedoms that are protected in our Constitution, our freedom of assembly, our freedom of religion, freedom of speech. Now we see the president undermining our country by allowing this invasion at the southern border, and it's destabilizing our country. So you look at how quickly America is becoming more and more uncertain every single day. The fact we continue to borrow money from China to run our government, and then we're just handing it out to people who aren't even citizens here. It's a very consequential time because it's escalating so quickly. And if we don't shut this down, get a new leader in the White House that loves this country, I don't know how long it'll be around.
And of course, you've endorsed President Trump. I want to get your take on what he said regarding communist China. You've been very good pushing back against the communist China and Chinese party's efforts to acquire land in your state. Tell me what's at stake.
Well, we've been fighting to make sure that China can't own our property, but that's just based on the knowledge that the last 30 years I've worked in policy. I've seen them buy up our fertilizer companies. I saw China buy up chemical companies. They own our processing systems for our food supply. Very concerned that if they buy the land, they will complete that cycle. And when they control our food, they will control us. Now, remember everything that China does every day to undermine America. They manipulate their currency. They steal our IP. I believe they're using the southern border to get people into this country to collect data and to spy on us. They're not just using balloons. They're using every tool that they have. And that's the people of the CCP that are in here gathering information in our communities that they will use against us. Remember, China has had a plan for thousands of years to be a world power, a one dominating world power, and that is their goal, and they will put their people through horrific things in order to make that happen.
Well, I mean, you make a good point, because you can't just pick up and leave communist China. You need to have approval. Right. For that, President Trump just told me a moment ago he does believe that these military-aged men who are showing up at the southern border from China are being directed by the Communist Party. Is that what you're saying as well?
Absolutely. I was down there a few days ago, Maria. And remember, 3 years ago, I was the very first governor in this country to send my National Guard to the southern border, because I believe it is a war zone. But when I was down there just a few days ago, the vast majority of people I saw crossing the border at that point in time was military-aged men. And the reason that the federal government went after Texas was because they'd actually figured out a way to put up the razor wire that was impenetrable, that people could not get through. They said even those able-bodied military-aged men could not get through the barrier at that point. And it was so effective that that's when the federal government came after Texas to take it down. So we're deploying all of our resources that we have to support Texas. And remember, Democrats have been encouraging this president. They've been encouraging President Biden to come after our state's rights. They've been talking about federalizing our National Guard, which would be the first time in American history that we would have a president that would pay soldiers to stand down, to actually not protect America. And if he's willing to do that and to take away my authority as governor, as commander-in-chief of those National Guard, boy, we do have a war on our hands.
Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, I got to tell you, I like her as a possible vice presidential nominee on a ticket with Donald J. Trump. I'd like to find out what you think. Is she a potential presidential timber? You know, you always got to worry about, would they be a good president if for some reason Donald J. Trump or somebody else wasn't around? Could they end up becoming president? 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out what you think of Kristi Noem. I like her. And again, smaller state. You know, maybe we need somebody from a larger state, a more diverse state. Somebody like, well, I don't know. I mean, there are a whole bunch of folks that would be really, really good that are from bigger states than South Dakota. We'll talk about that. Stay with us. More to do as we. And by the way, let Andy know you're a first time caller. If you're a first time caller, 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It's live and local on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job, and I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license. How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
Monday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show.
Our friend Bridge Colby will be on the scene with us to talk about the China-Taiwan situation. U.S.-China policy, a big part of the 2024 election.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get your furnace tuned up and ready for winter. Get a 21-point inspection and a flame sensor cleaning for only $49. That's a $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is Live and Local. Everything you need to know to start your day on this Monday, February 5th. Good to have you with us. It's the beginning of Super Bowl 58 week here in Las Vegas. To those of you that are visiting, welcome. Hope you'll leave a nice, a little cash stipend for us in some of our casinos. Hope you'll leave some of that for us. I am convinced we are currently at war with Iran. I know we haven't. I get it. I understand. We haven't attacked inside of Iran, but inevitably we will. And we are at war with that country. There's no doubt. What is the latest on that? In fact, yesterday, Admiral John Kirby was on Fox and was talking about what's next in this war with Iran. This is Cut 4. Go.
So our next guest doesn't think that there have been tough enough strikes yet. Senator Lindsey Graham has sat on this desk and said he thinks we need strikes inside Iran, that you have to get their attention with things that really matter to them, like their oil infrastructure. Strikes on Iran, within Iran, on or off the table?
I'm not on a national television show going to telegraph punches or get in front of the president in his decision-making space. I'm certainly not going to talk about potential future military operations. What I would say, and this is a really important point, is what you saw on Friday night was just the first round. There will be additional response actions taken by the administration against the IRGC and these groups that they're backing.
There are growing calls from some on Capitol Hill that they need from the White House you to come to them to ask for authorization for use of military force. Do you think that will come at some point with this specific set of strikes?
The president is acting consistent with his Article 2 responsibilities as commander-in-chief. These are self-defense actions that we're taking to prevent and to take away capability from these groups from targeting our troops and our facilities.
It's not just Republicans, though. You do have Senator Cardin, who chairs the Intel Committee. He says you think you guys need to come to him.
We're confident and comfortable that the president has the appropriate authorities to continue to conduct these strikes to protect our people, our ships, our sailors, our troops, and our facilities throughout the region.
Okay, there are critics who say we're in this position because of the president's actions. They point to things like easing sanctions on Iran's oil industry that allow them to rake in tens of billions of dollars. We know money is fungible. How can we say, or with any certainty, that those funds are not funding these groups that are now taking aim at our soldiers? You know, three lives lost, dozens others injured. An opinion piece in The Hill puts it this way. It says, any clear-eyed assessment of Biden's performance in foreign policy, past and present, reveals one consistent threat, which certainly helps explain the dire state of world affairs during his presidency, his unusual commitment to choosing the weakest or least confrontational path. He's talked about being worried about igniting something broader in the region, but is this idea of appeasement sending the wrong signal to folks there who only understand brute strength?
Sure. Look, it's hard to take a look, I think, at what we've been doing over the last 3 years and say that we've somehow been soft on Iran. I mean, more than 500 entities sanctioned, 50 sanctioned regimes. He has bolstered our force presence in the region, including at one point having two aircraft carriers there, one in the Med, and one in the Middle East waters. In fact, there's a carrier still there. And in terms of the attacks that we've suffered over recent months, he has increased the aggressiveness of our responses to go more directly after the IRGC. And now he saw what happened on Friday night, and I'm telling you, that's not the end of it. There will be more. So I think we just obviously come to a different place here on whether or not we've been aggressive enough and muscular enough on Iran. Now, you're right. The president doesn't want to see a broader conflict in the Middle East, and we're not looking for a war with Iran, and I'll bet you the American people don't want that either. We're going to do what we have to do to hold them accountable. And it's not like, Shannon, there weren't attacks in the previous administration either, right? After then-President Trump ordered an attack on Qasem Soleimani, the head of the IRGC. Attacks on our troops and our facilities spiked pretty dramatically, to the point where in late 2020, the former Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, was actually considering weighing the options of closing our embassy in Baghdad. So these groups have been doing this for a while. Let's see. We got the first round out on Friday. Let's see where this goes.
We'll be watching it with everybody else. I don't think there's any doubt, though, that there right now is a war going on. Yes, we've got what's going on in Ukraine. We've got what's going on in Israel and in Gaza. But we also have a war that is going on between the United States and Iran. And it seems like it's only going to escalate. That was Admiral John Kirby on with Shannon Bream on Fox News Sunday. There is somebody who is highly critical. We'll let you hear later in the show from Lindsey Graham, highly critical of the administration and how they're executing this war going on in the Middle East between the U.S. and a lot of different folks. Yemen, the Houthis. You look at what's going on right now. Iran is pulling all the strings, and we're bombing like crazy. We just haven't gone into Iran yet. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Monday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show.
Our friend Bridge Colby will be on the scene with us to talk about the China-Taiwan situation. U.S.-China policy, a big part of the 2024 election.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, if you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, listen up. CarShield is a low-cost monthly vehicle protection plan now available to you. This protection plan is at an all-time low price. Please call 800-925-7584 for a free quote. Drivers who activate today will also receive free roadside assistance and towing at no additional cost. That is 800-925-7584. 8-4 right now. On this Monday, we have legitimized extremism in America. Now, it's always been here.
The Ku Klux Klan had to be beaten down by federal forces. U.S. Grant was behind that. But now, because of cyberspace, because of the devices, because of irresponsible companies, we have extremism being disguised as normalcy. If you go on the internet websites, you can find the most vile, hateful stuff in the world. And some Americans, don't ask me why, believe this stuff. But even in the mainstream media, the corporate media, we have hateful things on display every day. Now, MSNBC is the best example of this. That is owned by Comcast, which owns NBC News, and NBC News produces MSNBC. If you watch that channel, you will get a steady stream of America is evil. The United States has always been bigoted. Blacks don't have a chance. Minorities don't have a chance. White patriarchy is ruining our country. Day in, day out, nonstop. What are you doing, NBC? Right back. If you thought booking your timeshare was difficult before, you know it's almost impossible now. For more than a decade, Lone Star Transfer has helped thousands of owners legally and permanently get out of their never-ending timeshare fees. Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For free, no obligation consultation, please call 855-551-7066 or go to LoneStarTransfer.com.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Victor Jakes is coming up in just a couple minutes. He wrote on X this morning, there's no more searing critique of feminism than Taylor Swift dating Travis Kelce. we'll ask him to explain all that in just a couple minutes. Also coming up, Donald J. Trump. Donald J. Trump was on Maria Bartiromo's Sunday Morning Futures, and they were talking about the vice president and the vice presidential nominees, the potentials, but also talked about the possible cabinet positions. The one thing we've got is we've got a government in waiting that is available. And as soon as we declare the race over, the president, Donald J. Trump, can start reaching out to people and saying, would you like to be a part of my administration? And be able to tell the American people, which I think is a good idea, this whole notion of, yes, I'm going to be a part of his administration. Yes, I'm going to be the Secretary of Defense, or I'm going to be Secretary of State, whatever it is, and have a team ready to go on day one. I think that's what we need. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. The program, Live and Local on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Today, I had to turn my heart away.
Inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape. Every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell. And master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's Kevin,
Danny,
and Greg,
your host on At the Close of the Mortgage Show.
Brought to you by GFL Capital Mortgage.
We're here every week
to help inform, update, and educate you.
Find out the best ways to navigate financing when purchasing a home or refinancing a loan in today's volatile real estate market.
So to gain financial literacy,
to get the right information,
and have some fun,
tune in to At the Close of the Mortgage Show every Saturday from noon to 1.
Right here on 670 AM KMZQ.
Boom.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting.